Well, good morning. Today's revival sermon is Matthew 6, 25 through 34. Do not worry. Jesus said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day its own troubles. This is one of my favorite passages from the Sermon on the Mount. This morning I will use 3 points of application. Trust in God's provision, seek God's kingdom first, and live one day at a time. Trust in God's provision. In verses 25 through 30, Jesus commands followers to trust in God's provision rather than worrying about daily necessities like food and clothing. Life is more than possessions. God values humanity and nature, and by focusing on God's kingdom, removes unnecessary anxiety. 3 times in verses 25, 31, and 34, he's telling us, do not worry. That worrying is ineffective and actually reveals a lack of trust in God. Jesus goes on by using the birds of the air and the lilies of the field to illustrate to us that God feeds and clothes his creation and promises us that he will even take better care of his people. Food and clothing may be high on our priority list, but as believers, our primary concern should be loving the Lord. Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus tells us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself. Of these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Anxiousness and worry are the opposite of faith and trust. Jesus' word to us as believers is don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, thank him for all he's done, and then you will experience God's peace. And his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ. Peter tells us in Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding and will guide your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. A second point of application is seek God's kingdom first. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. The cares of life dominate the thoughts of unsaved people. Money, power, big cars, big beautiful house, making sure you're keeping up with the Joneses. And sorry if there's any Joneses here. But as believers, Jesus reassures us that God the Father already knows what we need. But we have to live righteously. We have to seek out the kingdom of God above everything else. and God will provide for our needs. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. In John 4:34, Jesus tells us, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, Jesus tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Start each day in prayer. Seek God's guidance before your own agenda. Treat family and friends and neighbors with love. Be a reflection of God's kingdom in you. And our last application is live one day at a time. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things, sufficient to save for its own trouble. Lastly, Jesus is telling us to not worry about tomorrow because he knows our human weakness and tendencies to concentrate on the problems of this world rather than to trust in God, the real ruler of this world. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its root by the rivers, and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious for the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Some of us are old enough to remember a dozen channels on TVs, AM and then FM radio. And now there's hundreds of channels, news, blogs, everything at your fingertips. And everyone has 100 different opinions on everything. And now with AI, artificial intelligence, you can't even tell what's real or made up. Which is why we need to focus on the present. Limit your exposure to these things of the world, and you won't be overwhelmed by hypothetical future events. By putting our faith and love in Jesus Christ, we already know our future, our eternal life with him in paradise. Amen? Let us pray. Holy Father, we thank you for this day of revival. We pray that your Holy Spirit may guide and touch everyone here today. And we pray that someone listening today may make the choice to seek you out and know your kind of peace and salvation. In Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.